club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, welcome back to another episode of the FT LOL podcast. We've got a familiar voice returning. It's Jordan. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, it is bacon. Bacon out here. Absolutely bacon. I like it, though. I do like it. I mean, I've been stuck indoors for the last 2 years, mate. We need to get out and sizzle ourselves in the sun.
Yeah, that's it. Barbecues and football.
Yeah, man. Just enjoying it. I love the sun. I'm not a winter man. I'm a sunny man.
Yeah. One thing we are missing, though, is World Cup this year, aren't we? That would have been good.
Oh, mate, that would have topped it off.
It'd be weird to have that in the winter, but yeah.
Yeah, and luckily for us, we're near a box park where it goes off. It goes absolutely mental. I suppose it, in a winter, it wouldn't be too bad. Just need some good heaters for England. But yeah, man, it's all good. It's all good.
Stuff, yeah. And speaking of box park, that's good for those big football games, those Aguero moments. And yeah, Aguero, of course, winning the Premier League. And that is what our episode is sort of like today. So we're not speaking about winning the Premier League. We're speaking about the best who didn't win the Premier League. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so the complete opposite, basically. Some of these names on here that I've picked, there's some you can probably realise why they haven't won the Premier League. And there's a common theme as to why they haven't won the Premier League. Quite comical, quite a joke throughout the football community. But yeah, some of them, it's quite a surprise. One of them, I'm devastated, never won the Premier League.
Yeah, I can imagine who that is. And he is on my list as well. But yeah, I found it that like two clubs just kept coming to mind, which is Tottenham and Liverpool. And that is kind of what my list is. It's exactly. Filled with, other than one or two, to be fair. But yeah, how did you find it? I mean, it's probably sort of four or five that were definitely going in, but after that, there's loads of 50-50 calls on one.
Yeah, I mean, to put them, there's a load that could go in based off their footballing ability, but outside of the Premier League. Sorry, but yeah, there's some definites at the top, but when it got to 10 to 5, it was a bit, I think it could be a bit interchangeable to me, I'll be honest. But I might throw a curveball in, you never know. Could be like Alex the previous time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt he does. Like Mark Noble.
Declan Rice.
Yeah.
All the legs.
Like that, speaking of that though, honourable mentions, I do have someone that did play for West Ham.
Oh yeah. And
I've got David James and Shay Given. I thought I'm not putting keepers in my list, but they're probably the best two that haven't won the Premier League, I would say. I was looking actually to see, did Shay Given win it with City, but he left.
Just missed out
before. Yeah.
Brad Friedel, what about him? Honourable mention, I'm not saying him coming in top 10, but I mean, I suppose he's a Premier League cult hero.
Yeah, I thought he'd won the Premier League for some reason, but no, he didn't, did he? He's played for two sides that have won the Premier League, Liverpool and Blackburn, but yeah, he was obviously not there at those times. So yeah, that's another one, actually. Good shout.
Yeah.
And yeah. I had one that just missed out, and this was a proper 50-50 call, and that's Marcel Desailly.
Horrible, horrible guy. What's wrong with you? I don't know whether you got this guy in. Paolo Di Canio, for me, didn't make it.
He's not in mine either, no.
Again, another cult hero. Maybe for his adverts. That Domino's advert. Is it Domino's? A pizza advert of some sort. And he's him pushing a referee. But He was a good player. He did like, he's one of those, you know, he would be on the intro of like the Premiership back in the day. All our young listeners, that's the equivalent to Match of the Day on ITV3 in England. But I can't believe you put Marcel Desailly out of this, so I'll put him 10th. I'm going to kick this off. For me, he was the one that really paved the way for Chelsea to have such a leader as John Terry. Obviously, the prime of his career was at AC Milan and, you know, before Chelsea. But when he came in, he really led that team. So he was obviously captain straight away in that Chelsea team. And the players around him, he become, I think, the stepping stone to what was to happen to Chelsea in the following years. Obviously, the Roman Abramovich takeover. And to have someone like Marcel Desailly at Chelsea lead the way, you know, playing European games and stuff like that. I know we're strictly talking about Premier League here, but just for Chelsea at that time, it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't really expected to do much. You know, and he put his body on the line at Chelsea like he would have done at AC Milan. Absolutely quality defender. And at that time, you had Leboeuf, you probably had a few, well, you had Adams, who else have we had? You had Keown, you had probably some of the top players in the Premier League and probably world football if you really whittle it down. I mean, the strikers that were around at that time as well. Who was it? There was a quote from someone about Van Dijk saying about he's good, but if he played against the strikers of, you know, the 2000s, is it Noughties they called it?
Was it Van der Vaart? He likes to make.
Yeah,
comment
like
that.
It's, I think it might have been him. Yeah, but he's bang on the money. I can't see him. Can you imagine Van Dijk against, you know, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank or Didier Drogba or I don't know, Alan Shearer? He wouldn't cope. He wouldn't cope because those players would get in your face, get in front of you, know when to put the ball in the back of the net, know when to like release the trigger, and that's what I'm saying. Marcel Desailly had to deal with that. In a Chelsea team that were pushing on. I know people banter off, like, you know, there was no Chelsea before 2003. But let's be honest, we had FA Cups, you know, fighting for European Cups, you know, about the smaller European Cups. You know, and was always near about Champions League places and, you know, competing, pushing for it. And Marcel Desailly was one of the leaders that started that push for it. So for him to not land a Premier League in that Chelsea team, I think you could expect it because Chelsea wasn't, you know, of the level of Arsenal and Man United, that's for sure. But when teams were like Blackburn won it and, you know, Chelsea in and around like the Newcastle and stuff like that, it could have happened. And for the centre-backs at that time, he was up there. He was definitely up there in the Premier League. But obviously there was better centre-backs at that time that would have won the Premier League with their clubs, Arsenal being one of them, Jack.
Yeah. The only reason he doesn't make the 10, and it is very tight, is I've got a similar... Well, they didn't play that similar, but, you know, similar position, similar story with coming close once or twice, but mainly been around the sort of Champions League spots, and that's Jamie Carragher, who I've got a 10, who, just because he played so many games, I think he might be Liverpool's record appearance holder. He's definitely Liverpool's record Premier League appearance holder. So he's just been around such a long time. And yeah, Liverpool have never been, you know, outside of top sort of six or seven. They've had some bad seasons, but they've always been up there in the European places, and Carragher's been, yeah, one of the best Liverpool players around for a good sort of 10 or 12 years when he was at his peak. So, yeah, on longevity, he gets it. I think Desailly's definitely a better player than Carragher, but as you say, he probably had his prime at Milan, did a lot internationally and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can vouch. I mean, for Carragher, we are talking strictly on Premier League, but this is why I said my 10 to 5 was a bit fluid. And Carragher, obviously the longevity that he's had, you're right, he's obviously put in a shift. And, you know, listen to interviews with him talking about his career when, you know, Liverpool were going to buy more centre backs and he kept his space, you know, the changing of managers, never knowing if he'll be number one centre back, and he's kept it over those years. That's in itself, that's massive. And I like him, man. I don't, and obviously he's had the off the field problems, but I like him as a pundit as well. He's quite a good pundit, him and Neville. Very good.
Yeah, he knows his stuff a bit, or he has better predictions than Neville as well, I think. A few of them have been brought up over the years, and he seems to be a bit more on the money on that. But yeah, they work well together, them two.
For a Liverpool / Everton fan, he's quite level-headed.
Yeah.
Right, so my next one, I'm going to anticipate he's a lot higher on your one, just because of his nationality. So like you said, Tottenham, they hardly win anything. Definitely the Premier League. Chelsea stopped that happening and gave it to Leicester. But Robbie Keane is my number nine.
The reason he is higher. I would say he's a lot higher.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Like you did when you were younger, Jack, I think you loved him for a different reason because he's Irish. I think he was a quality player. I liked him as a player. He was small, but he still had this strength about him. He was nippy, he'd get in and out, and he can find the net from wherever, couldn't he? Is he both-footed as well? He seemed like it. I don't know whether he was.
He did. He got a lot of goals and sort of assists. Yeah, off his left foot. I think he's right-footed, but yeah, he's pretty good on both.
Yeah.
And in the air for someone of his size as well. He's pretty good in the air.
Yeah, so exactly. He got into the right spaces. And there's someone I've missed off my list that might be on your list as well, who was a similar ilk of him as him, Les Ferdinand. So
yeah, it kind of similar. Mine, but yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
They got the same kind of, you know, not stature, but you know that they're nippy and they can get through and always in the right places. And the fact that he'd done it for, is it four Premier League clubs?
He's played for six, maybe like six or seven, but yeah, I guess like, had a good stint at probably, four.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I mean, I remember at Leeds, that's my first original. I think it's mad that he was at, he's in Milan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's mad, but I remember at Leeds first, and then obviously the main bulk of his career, or the main time he shone, was Tottenham. And yeah, he was just a quality striker, man. It's a shame that he played for Tottenham, but I'm going to take him on his Celtic days. And his return at Celtic wasn't too bad, to be fair. He had 16 appearances and 12 goals.
Yeah.
But yeah, a quality player, shame about the team, but I think he doesn't match the kind of calibre of the players ahead of him, for me anyway, on my list.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So I've got him one higher, I've got him eighth, but yeah, the people above him generally are probably a level above. But yeah, Keane, he sometimes gets grouped in with like Defoe, just because they both play for Tottenham, but I think Keane's miles better than Defoe. Like, his all-round game was very, very good. And, yeah, he still had the goal record to go with it as well. And, yeah, it's a shame, like, it didn't really work out at Liverpool. Don't know why it didn't, to be honest. Like, him in this Liverpool team now, with his sort of ability to link up play and stuff like that, I reckon he would have done a really good job.
It'd fit perfectly.
Like Firmino, yeah.
Yeah, he would. He would fit perfectly. I will go on to my next person because you've mentioned him.
He's eight, yeah. My nine is Torres.
Yeah, no. Go on, reasons why.
This was it's obviously because of his Liverpool days. Really, he obviously didn't do very well at Chelsea, but he's probably amongst the best strikers in the world for probably 3 years. When he was at Liverpool, and then he's one of the top scoring foreign players as well in Premier League history. I think he got 80 odd goals. Yeah, so I've done it based on his time at Liverpool, really. But I can see why someone like a Les Ferdinand would get in the list ahead of Torres at the same time.
Yeah. For me, I'm always grateful for obviously the Barcelona goal. I love Torres for his persistence in trying for many years at Chelsea. He scored some vital goals for Chelsea. And yeah, like we don't get that with players anymore. I don't think anyone really persists. Like for instance, like Lukaku, this year or last year, he tools down and he didn't put the effort in, and he hasn't really put the effort in to make himself a better player, adapt to the team. Whereas Torres, all right, he may have not adapted to the team, but he put the effort in. You can see it in game week in, week out. And the reason why I wouldn't have put him in the list, you know, he could be an honourable mention, but yeah, he done a fantastic time at Liverpool, but I don't know, has he ruined his Premier League legacy by being the flop, basically, of Chelsea? I mean, is he going to be remembered more for his time at Chelsea or Liverpool? That's my question. I can't, for me, it might be me just being biased because I'm a Chelsea fan, but I can only remember his Chelsea times. I can remember, obviously, his Liverpool times, but my picture of Torres is someone who misses blatant chances.
Yeah. I think it's probably a bit debatable on whether he makes it or not. There's someone else that makes it for me who's higher, who didn't have any period where he flopped. And he was also better than Torres when he was at Liverpool as well. So, yeah, you could say when you're comparing those two, there's no comparison. But, yeah, I'm just trying to think of... Yes, it's hard down the bottom of the list, to be honest. Like, Les Ferdinand, didn't really think of that much, but actually, what a player he was. And yeah. I don't know if you've watched that Premier League documentary on the BBC at all, but...
Which one?
Goes
back to the 90s and...
Yeah. And it just shows you how good Les Ferdinand was back then. He was like the superstar striker. He was class. So yeah, that's made me think maybe I should have put him on there actually. But yeah, Torres, I think based on his Liverpool stuff alone, does get on this list. But yeah, you're probably right. The Chelsea, you can't just ignore the Chelsea stuff because I think he might have even played more games for Chelsea than he played for Liverpool.
I think he was here about. Because he went on loan, I think he went back on loan to AC Milan, didn't he? For a good year or so, and then came back to Chelsea. And yeah, I don't think he lost it. So yeah, 2011 to 2015. So what's that? 4 years. So exactly the same amount of time. For me, I love him, but. I don't think ability-wise, yeah, he's not there. So my number, what are we on, 8 or 7 now?
You're on 8, yeah.
8. So I did mention Les Ferdinand, but I didn't put him in. I put, and you just said Jermaine Defoe. I put Jermaine Defoe above Keane.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. But Les Ferdinand might even be a shot over both of them or one of them. We could have the Keane Defoe debate now or later on, but for me, Jermaine Defoe has been consistent throughout his career at scoring goals. He is a goal scorer. You know what you're getting with him. I think he's got more goals than Keane in the Premier League. I might be wrong. But his time when he was at West Ham, he was like quality. But then when he went to bloody Tottenham, you saw a different type of player in him. And he must have played alongside Keane.
Yeah, it was quite a good
partnership, wasn't it?
Good partnership, yeah.
And Defoe had that speed, didn't he? But I suppose where the difference was with him and Keane can finish from outside the box, but I think Jermaine Defoe, he had this perfect timing, didn't he? Like, in terms of getting to the ball or his runs. I know I said about Keane being in the position at the right time, but I think Defoe had better timing, if that makes sense. I think he was always lurking around that 6-yard box, 18-yard box or whatnot, ready to pounce. And a lot of his goals were, I suppose, on counter-attacks where, you know you can pass it through into space and he's going to be there and make it. But he had players like, was it Dembele, the first proper Dembele in the...
Yeah, Moussa, yeah.
Yeah, players like him playing balls to him, and even Modric, wasn't it, at the time. I think he goes underrated. I mean, to the point where when he was at Sunderland in the Premier League, he did have a good, decent return for them as well. And that's when that one must have been there. I don't know how old he is now, but he weren't young, and he still knocked in a few goals for him.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It is debatable, but I feel like Defoe finished more than Keane did, even though Keane aesthetically it just looks like a better finisher, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think their records are pretty similar, but like Keane took penalties, so yeah, Defoe probably does have the better goal scoring record and is the better finisher. But it's what you prefer, and I just think Keane's all-round game. Like Defoe, I've never really seen him do anything outside the box. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him play like a defence split and pass or anything like that, to be honest. Like, and even like in the air, he might be better in the air than I'm giving him credit for, but he's definitely underrated, because part of the way I view being rated is like your international career, are you picked and stuff. I think he's only gone to one international tournament.
Yeah.
But he's been amongst the top English goal scorers like year after year.
I think his problem was he peaked at around the same time Wayne Rooney peaked.
Yeah.
And there's no comparison for them two at all. Wayne Rooney knocks blocks off of Jermaine Defoe. And that's the thing. But, I mean, listen, he's a good player. He's not shit at all, but I can see the debate. That's why I was a bit flexible with this 10-5, because Keane can definitely go above Defoe. I personally prefer Keane as a player. I like him. If I wanted him on my team, I'd have Keane in my team. But I can't ignore, you know, the stats and the consistency of Defoe. It's hard one. They're pretty similar, I think. In their return, but I think Defoe just edges it a little bit.
Yeah, I think Defoe is maybe the second or third highest goal scorer amongst people that didn't win the Premier League. There's a few of these actually. I'm thinking there's a few players that I've missed out now that didn't even get a mention, but. I don't know. I guess I've not rated Defoe as highly as some others as well. But, yeah, his finishing is, they say, you know, natural finisher, don't they? That's kind of the words that you always use with Defoe. So, yeah, he was one of England's best strikers. But I just think Keane just had that all-round game, really. Yeah, who did you have at seven?
So at seven, now this is where it gets a bit I put Fowler.
Yeah, so that was who I was sort of alluding to. If
okay.
I didn't actually have him on my list, and I'm just thinking, oh.
Yeah, and this is purely
he should probably be on there.
Yeah, he's exactly. I could probably just mimic exactly what I said about Keenan Defoe. Except Fowler probably. He's done it in a team. He scored. He had something about him. I don't know whether it was the Owen partnership. I don't know. It was just. He just had something about him. Growing up, he just was one of the stars that you'd see for the Premier League. Yeah, he. Again, someone can score inside, outside the box. He's quite fast. He weren't like really slow. He weren't like a slow striker. I'm not saying he's like a. He's not Jermaine Defoe or like some of the other players on there, but you know, he can beat a man. But he was, again, tactically knew where to be on the pitch, put up a fight, he wasn't afraid of it. And wore some good nose air waves breathe. What are they called? Plasters? Are they plasters? I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah. I think I've had a bit of a howler for not having Fowler.
Hey.
Because some of the goals that he scored were ridiculous. I remember the old I used to get the old video, the 100 best Premier League goals or whatever. And he had a few on there, like some of the chips that he did. Just reminded me of like Ian Wright, some of the goals that he scored. Yeah. And yeah, I think personally, I think he's the best like English finisher out of everyone, really. Fowler or Ian Wright as well, but obviously he's not eligible for this. But yeah, I think that's again probably another level from Defoe. I don't know why I didn't put Fowler on.
Yeah, I mean, the Fowler is a level above Defoe and Keane. What I'm saying, they're similar in their playing styles. I can't really differentiate. It was just something, I can't pinpoint it, but there's something different about Fowler compared to the other two. And yeah, they've all got their own unique traits. It's just, I can't pinpoint exactly what that is. I think you kind of nailed it on the head with the, Fowler's finishing was second to none. He just could do some sublime stuff.
Yeah. I think for once I've kind of gone with recency bias on mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've not really got anyone on my list other than one that kind of peaked before the year 2000.
Okay.
So that's probably why I didn't put him on. But yeah, he should definitely be on the list. Because there's levels in there to the strikers. And
there is levels.
He's well up there, yeah.
He's proper levels. So who's your next one?
Seven. Yeah, my seven is Luis Suarez. Now, this is a weird... Like, people really rank this guy wildly different when they talk about stuff. Because I've seen shouts of him being, like, third all-time Premier League striker and things like that. And then some people don't have him in, like, their top 10. Or stuff because of how long he played, and I'm probably closer to that side of he absolutely lit it up for a couple of years. But I think once we go past Suarez on my list, you're talking like most of them are like all-time great players in the Premier League, and Suarez, I think if he had stayed a couple of more years, did a bit more. Like he did through his last couple of years at Liverpool again, then he'd be higher up, of course. But yeah, it's just that longevity, really. So he's seven, but I can see him going for a bit higher, but I can't really see him cracking the top three or four.
Yeah. Now I've got him, but he is next on my list. But again, this is so the next one. I'll give him my next two. So Suarez is next on my list, right?
Yeah.
But Matt Le Tissier.
So he's my next. He's six. So Suarez is your six.
Yeah.
And Letizia is your five, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got Suarez seven and Letizia six.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see who your five is. So, exactly what you're saying about Suarez, I think, well, you only had like 3 years at Liverpool, but then no 3 years. I mean, that season, the only, I don't know why, but the only game that sticks out in my head with Suarez, that Norwich game, I think he scored four, and he scored some, every single goal.
They were all from the halfway line or something.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was like a player on fucking steroids or on crack. I don't know what he's just ridiculous. And
yeah,
yes, I like characters like him. I hate him for other teams, but I like him in my team, and I'll take Luis Suarez any day at his peak, 100%. Arsenal missed a trick by adding on an extra pound, trying to be funny. But I think Matt Letizia, the reason why I put Matt Letizia above him, purely and simply because of the absolute elegance of the guy. And everyone talks about how the fuck he's not got more England caps and, you know, the stuff he used to do. There's a goal he scored where he took it down, got Gazzaresque, and he used to score some absolutely mad volleys. He was just absolutely crazy in that Southampton team.
He's another one on the, he'll have his own chapter on the best Premier League goals.
Yeah,
just exactly. Like some of them he scored was insane. Yeah, I think he's, although he's not just broken my top five, he's definitely one of the first names that came to mind for me on this one. Just, yeah, this fact that he stayed at Southampton, and you know, he could do a lot of things Suarez could do, to be honest. Like, I guess he was known as well not to be tracking back and things like that, and although he was technically a midfielder, he didn't really do it on both sides of the pitch and stuff, which may be why he didn't get many England games and stuff. But for Southampton, he did exactly what he needed to do for years. Kept him in the Prem.
Yeah. He's a Southampton legend, and I'm pretty sure, if he's not already, he'll be in the Premier League Hall of Fame because he was that good.
Yeah.
But just while we're talking about good finishers, right, I'm not saying he should be top 10, but is there a shout, and you're going to think, no fucking way, is there a shout for Olivier Giroud?
I don't rate him.
I've witnessed
live his worst ever game, which was Monaco in the Champions League, where he missed about four or five sitters. And I've also witnessed half a season of him not scoring a goal when we finished second.
Mm.
And Ozil was like one assist off the assist record or something. And Giroud's goal just dried up. So I know he's probably better than my thoughts for him, but I really don't understand why Chelsea fans rate him so highly. Like, he didn't really score for you.
No, he didn't. But again, this goes back to the players we had. We played through Hazard. And whenever we quickly realised a number nine is not going to be a number nine for us. And I think we need to realise that again. And he is literally just someone who holds up the ball, and when he needs to finish and be in a box, he will do. But he was mainly someone who can hold up the ball and release players in.
Mm.
I think that in itself, the way he played and what he gave to Chelsea at that time was good. He's definitely not number 10. He's not in a 10.
I also thought he won the Premier League, but he must have. Yeah, he must have joined you after that then.
I don't think he did. I can't remember him joining us, winning the Premier League. Because he joined... When did he join? I think he joined in 2017 or something around that time.
We won the Cup the year you won the league. So yeah, he must have been playing for us then. Oh yeah, he set up Ramsey in the final, yeah. That must have been his last season then.
So that's one of them. I mean, again, not a 10, just a wild card. I told you I'd throw one at you.
Well, I've got one at my five. I don't think you've got in your list.
Let's go then.
If we truly are talking finishers.
Yes.
I think this guy might be the best finisher in the Premier League at the moment.
At the moment?
Yeah. Son.
Ooh. Ooh.
I reckon I'd say he's already the best Asian player of all time. And I think he's been one of the best forwards in the league for like 4 years.
And yeah.
He's kind of, you know, since he joined, Tottenham have gone up a level really because, yeah, Kane's actually got someone to pass to and stuff. And he's just such a threat and, I don't know, he's just so good in a counter-attacking system. Like, he's just the perfect kind of wide forward for a lot of teams.
That's a good shout. He's been consistent. He's been around for some time now, hasn't he?
Yeah, you don't realise, I don't think, how long he's actually been here. Like, I think he's been here for 7 years now. And we talk about some absolute legends of the Premier League that haven't played, you know, for 7 years. Like people like Cantona and, you know, like Steve Bruce and, you know, a lot of the old Man United team and stuff, they've not played as many years as Son. And pretty much other than his first season, he's been pretty great in all of them.
That is a shame. I can't really argue with that, to be honest. That's a hard... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean... Shall I say my next person? Because I suppose it feeds in.
Yeah, you're at four now, aren't you?
So what are you on?
So Son was my five.
So I put Bale in.
Yeah, I've got him at four as well.
Yeah.
They're kind of similar in a way. Yeah,
they are. And that's why I mentioned him, because now I'm thinking, because obviously we said about Keane, was it Keane? Someone's longevity in the league.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but Son must have outdone Bale in the league.
I think he probably just about has, yeah.
And I don't know, like similar age, I don't think they are similar age, but if they are, even if they're not, they, you know, Bale's come back to the Premier League and didn't really fuck all. Son's doing it now, still. He's been consistent. I don't know his numbers in the first couple of years, I'll be honest. But I know
he's always hitting around that kind of, well, he was always hitting around 10 to 15, and then these last couple of years he's obviously gone mental, because I think Kane's developed his game, so he's getting a lot more assists these days. So yeah, Son has been fairly consistent as, you know, a good goal scorer from wide.
Okay.
And through the middle now, isn't it, really? Like,
he's a quality player. I hate him. I don't like him. I don't like what he's... I feel like he's a sneaky guy. But his footballing ability is quality, and you'd want him in your team. He does have a Ronaldo-esque, 2008 Ronaldo-esque kind of build, speed, and how he plays, I feel like. That's a very good shout, actually. It's made me double think about Bale. Bale, again, was another... When he was at the peak of his powers at Tottenham, people were... Well, that's the reason why Madrid brought him, really, didn't they? They thought he was going to be a duplicate of Ronaldo. Because he can score goals from wherever. Free kicks, used to play, bang him in for fun.
I see Bale's career like Suarez in terms of the Premier League at Suarez, but then he's just got, you know, a lot more games, so I've put him higher. But yeah, they both had two like outstanding seasons, and then Bale had a little bit more as well on top of it.
I mean, we can't bring the Champions League into it, but Son did take Tottenham to, and you know, it's Tottenham as well. We've got to think about that, to a Champions League,
yeah,
to a final. I think, yeah, Son over Bale. I don't know how people will view that, but I think
it will happen anyway, whether or not at this moment that's the case.
Yeah,
it's going to happen, isn't it? By the time they retire.
But what do you think Tottenham fans think? Do you think they still hold Bale after that season that he came in and just done fuck all, really?
Well, we had, well, it's, you know, it's well over a year ago now, but we had James Planet FPL on.
Yeah.
In his Tottenham team, and he didn't even have Son in at that point. He said he still had David Ginola in, which is another one that maybe people might put in this list. But I reckon if we asked him now, he probably would have Son in his list. But he said Bale was the best player that he'd ever seen in the Tottenham shirt, even better than like Gazza and stuff. So
it's hard to think.
They probably would have Bale there.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, at the time, Bale coming on the scene and being that good, because he was going to get sold, wasn't he, from Southampton for like 5 million or some shit. He wasn't deemed good enough at Southampton. And I think Tottenham came in, swooped him, and then he just, I don't know what, he just came out of nowhere, really, I think. I don't remember him playing little cameo roles and, you know, watching him all of a sudden pop up, but he just randomly popped up and then he just blew it up. And yeah, it's really hard one, because my nostalgic brain is telling me Bale, isn't it? Because
yeah,
that's what I grew up watching, and not grew up, but you know, that I remember that, and I remember that being Tottenham's, you know, probably best squad at one point. But if you're talking about the modern day, and I hate to say it, Tottenham moving into an era where they could, if they keep everything together and everyone on board, push on and be a better team than they have been for years. Son is a player that would be pivotal to that and bring them into that space. Without Son, they wouldn't be doing this shit.
Yeah.
So you really fucking threw a curveball in there. Can't we just put Bale slash Son?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it at the end, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because there's a few that, yeah, I think we want to probably try and get as many attacking players in as we can as well.
Yeah.
I might just have to bin off some of the defenders, but yeah, I went Bale 4 as well. I went on Son 5, but I think Son's going to get there over him anyway.
Yeah, no, I think
right. Within the year, so yeah. And if you can get, you know, if you can get another 20 goal season next season and stuff, then who knows. But yeah, who have you got at 3?
Now, I've changed my mind probably over the last year about this guy. And he's not my number 3. He's higher. And this is why, just to preempt, this is why this guy is number 3. So, number 3 for me is Gerrard.
Okay.
This is my bias. Now, Steven Gerrard, you know my views on him. I think he was a good player. I don't believe he's of the level of Lampard. I don't know what the Scholes situation is. I do think he led a Liverpool team and scored some goals and, you know, was good, a good player. I can't deny that. But his Premier League record in terms of bottling it, in terms of big moments, for me, I don't think he's worth the top spot here, and I don't think he's worth the second spot. What, granted, one of my votes is very biased, and I think you probably know who that is. I'm doing it on ability, and also, well, you know, the record that they've got, and again, probably some bias, but no, I can't have him over these two. That's just my personal opinion. I'll get to who the two are, but who are you might even have this one of these two on your list at third. So
yeah, I think I probably do. Yeah, so I've got Zola at three.
Yeah,
and yeah, I mean, some of my first memories of football is you imitating Zola in the back garden and stuff. And yeah, he's obviously one of these players that was too good for the team that he was in at the time.
And yeah,
it's just mad how small he was and how good. Yeah, and I'd imagine he's higher for you. Is he number
uno? No, he's number one.
Okay,
he's...
fair enough.
So go on, yeah. What's your number two then? I'll talk about that.
So, I've got Gerrard at two.
Beautiful stuff. You didn't get. So,
I think.
So number one. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure one of our first episodes, you might have even had Gerrard higher than me. I do think he's a good player. Definitely one of the best centre midfielders ever. But yeah, I think
in the agree
that. It doesn't feel right. We have to always say we don't think he's good, but yet we're rating him so highly. Because at the end of the day, rating him as two or three in this list is still a lot of props. So, yeah, I think he's a great player. Could do pretty much everything. But yeah, he had as many bad games in the big moments as he had, you know, massive moments. And actually, if we're talking purely Prem, possibly he had more really high profile mistakes in that.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Cups, he was maybe more of a hero in that. But yeah, he was one of the proper like gladiator midfielders of the time. And I do love that sort of midfielder. I think he's a player that if he plays for you, you love him, and if he doesn't play for you, then you probably love to hate him.
Here's one, right? Take away Gerrard's Champions League, right? And that FA Cup goal. Obviously, he's done it, so he's got it. But take away those two things, yeah? Do you think he'd be as held as in high regard as he is today?
Yeah, but there is two biggest moments, so.
But this is what I mean. Like, when you compare him to, when they compare him to the likes of Lampard and Scholl, the things that they've achieved. You can't. Yeah. This is what I mean. This is what I can't get. And
but football is a bit about, you know, legacy, and like you could even say like Zidane, arguably not as consistent as, I think I brought this up in another pod, he's not as consistent as Xavi or Iniesta, but he's got those big moments.
Yeah.
That people remember. So. Yeah, that definitely comes into it.
Yeah, I suppose. It's...
But yeah, purely Premier League.
No, he hasn't done nothing.
The reason people talk about him not winning one as well is because Liverpool also hadn't won one in 30 years. So it's not just necessarily about him. And obviously this list is going to be littered with loads of Liverpool players.
Yeah.
They had some pretty great players
at
the time, didn't they?
Like, some UBR.
Even like Pepe Reina was
the
best keeper in the league. Torres, top one or two striker in the league. Alonso, so many great players that Gerrard played with. So yeah, they had a really good team back then. They just couldn't get it over the line.
Yeah, and you know, let's not take anything away from Gerrard, but it also contributes to why he's not higher, so, and why he's not even on this list. So, listen, for me, Gerrard's number three. Could I tell you who my second is, or should I go on to my first?
Yeah. I'd imagine I know who your second is, probably.
Go on.
It's my number one, I reckon.
Go on.
Harry Kane.
Yeah. 100%. So, for me, it's an absolute, and this is what I'm saying, it was only the last year or so that I've realised how bloody good, but not, I knew how bloody good he was, but the fucking consistency of the man to score, what, is it 20 goals every year or something around that? And not only that, assist so much. He's pivotal to, you know, Tottenham being where they are today. Without him, they'd be absolute. Like, you can probably, they'd probably be fucking relegated or near the bottom half of the table. So he is such a good player, and such a shame he's at Tottenham. I can't imagine where the likes of Chelsea or United or City, Liverpool would be if they had a Kane. Maybe not Man United, but I mean, if they had a Kane in their team, I don't think they'll be unstoppable. I'm so happy that, you know, City didn't get Kane, because if they did, they'll be dominating for years, because you're guaranteed goals with this guy and assists. And he's very clever at how he plays. Like, the typical Kane kind of style is he'll back up into you, but you're always going for a header with him. They know how to play the ball in the air to him. He'll back up into you. He'll either draw a foul or head that ball down to Son, and then know exactly when to time his run. And half the time, it's not even in the box. He's just lurking around in spaces outside the box. And when you're not expecting him to shoot, he will shoot and score. And it'll put it in the most impossible places. It won't be like, you know, typically if you're shooting outside the box, you're probably going for the top corners. He can go for the bottom left, bottom right. He can put bang in the middle and he still score. He's an absolutely quality player. I can understand why he got him first, to be honest. My first is mainly because bias, but go on. Have you got any more to add on Kane?
Not really, just, yeah, what a player. Like, and the fact that, you know, I've got him number one, despite who I support, just tells you how good he is, really. Like, yeah, he's just insanely good. Just such a shame for plays for Tottenham.
Obviously I've got the magician himself, Gianfranco. What a legend, man. For me, like you said, when I was younger, I just wanted to be this guy. He was the offspring to Maradona, I'd say. I think when Chelsea landed him on a transfer, people must have been looking around the room thinking, who the fuck have we landed this guy? Like, Gianfranco Zola. Is that Zola? Zola. Playing with the likes of, and this is not taking away anything from Dennis Wise, but if you was to look at them two, you know, if you was to look at Wise in Wimbledon and Zola when he played in Italy, you'd be thinking, there's no way, they're worlds apart in terms of ability, their traits, how they can fit in the team. But it worked. And it's such a shame this guy did not win a Premier League. It's so, because he, if you don't know him, he's just like Hazard, wasn't he? He was just like Hazard of his time.
Mm.
Run play, there's that famous clip of him putting Carragher on the floor. Yeah, he was just brilliant. Such a magician, scored free kicks, scored one of the goals. He was entertaining, that's what he was. And you didn't really have much entertainers back then in the Premier League. You had more direct, you know, people knew their jobs. But this guy kind of had the free reign. He can play on the wing, he can play in the middle, play up front. He had the free reign.
He was quite old, wasn't he, when he signed to you? Like, yeah, I remember when he left, he was like nearly 40.
Yeah,
so he must have been in his 30s when he signed.
I think he was about 33. I might be wrong. But he was about 33. Because, yeah, he did come when he was quite old. It was part of that Italian invasion, wasn't it? When,
yeah, yeah.
Di Matteo, you name it. Yeah, what a player. And again, I can totally understand why he may not be in your number one. But for me, I couldn't not put him number one.
Yeah. No, I kind of expected that to happen.
Right, so this, we've got a bit of work to do here. I think we do. Yeah. I can concede Zola a second for Kane. I don't mind that.
Yeah, I'm fine. We'll do that then.
Signed.
Yeah.
Right, so I think we've got our top three. So that's Kane, Zola.
Yeah.
Now, fourth, we went for the Bale and Son. What are we doing with that?
Right.
Well, seconds to put up a good case for Son.
I don't know. I mean, it depends when you're listening to it, right? Like,
true.
If you're listening to it in 2023, you're probably going to say Son.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to it in 2022, it's maybe more of a debate. So, again, yeah, I'm not really bothered about it.
Let's put Son in, because, you know what, unless Son has a major injury or something and we're going to fall flat on our face here, Son will, you know, progress and do overtake Bale. And that Bale was that thing back, just fucking, I think, dampened his legacy, not ruined it.
Yeah, didn't do him any favours.
Nope.
And then the next two are pretty clear, Letizia and then Suarez.
Yep.
And then, actually, I'll say Fowler as well. Can't believe I...
Yeah.
Didn't have a big Fowler on there.
So what's that take us to? Last two? Last three?
Yes, and that's last two. And that's where it gets a lot harder, I think.
I think for me, Keane's got to be in there. Like I said, it's interchangeable for me. So Defoe could come out for Keane. We've both got Keane. You don't have Defoe. But does Les Ferdinand come to the mix here? Even though we both didn't put him into our list.
Yeah, I'd probably put Sir Les above both of them.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, put Les in. We get one more?
Yeah, one more.
So I had this IE. Who did you have for 10th?
Well, I had Carragher, but then there's people. Yeah, we've not really talked about Defoe or Keane to get in there anyway.
Yeah.
I'd have Keane just because of the all round.
Yeah. I think Carragher was for longevity. I think he knocked off Desai in that aspect. Keane and Defoe, for me, they're interchangeable. We both got Keane. I say we'll put Keane in. I think Carragher just misses out because he was never really talked about. When he did play, I'll be honest, he never really talked about as one of the best centre backs.
Yeah, it is true. It is a little bit of an after thing, weren't it? Because
yeah.
He was always one of them guys that, like, he could also play like centre back and right back, so he was pretty dependable. He's a pretty good squad player for England as well. Never really started, did he? But
yeah, exactly.
He played everywhere, even in midfield. I think he might have played a little bit too. But yeah, in hindsight, his reputation has grown massively.
Yeah. Okay. Keane then. Got that sorted.
So we've got our 10. And all but Zola and Letizia played for Tottenham or Liverpool.
I wish Liverpool never won a Premier League.
Do you know what? If they did, there'd be so many.
There'd be swamps.
I'd be tempted to put all Liverpool other than Kane. And...
Yeah, it'd be Salah.
Yeah, Salah, bloody hell, yeah.
Even Van Dijk, even though I don't rate him as much.
Oh, right, yeah. We've got to do top 10 centre-backs, because I don't rate Van Dijk like a lot of people, but I think I rate him a lot higher than you.
Yeah, you probably do.
Yeah, you ready to hear the 10?
Far away.
10, Robbie Keane. 9, Les Ferdinand. 8, Robbie Fowler. 7, Luis Suarez. 6, Matt Letizia. 5, Gareth Bale. 4, Son. 3, Stevie G. 2, Zola. 1, Harry Kane.
I think that's fair. I think we're going to get stick from a lot of Liverpool fans. I think we'll get stick from probably Spurs fans. But actually, no, we shouldn't, because we'll put Kane fucking number one. But I think that's fair. I do have this nagging feeling, though, that we've missed someone major. And I can't pinpoint who it is, but I've got this nagging feeling that there's someone clear as day that should be on this list.
Yeah, we'll have to let the listeners tell us.
Yeah, it's going to have to be. Thank you, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. On to the next one, eh?
Yep.
Happy days.
All right, cheers, guys. Remember to keep it.
F, 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 F